Hello there, everyone. I'm back again with another bloody podcast. What I want to talk about today are the upcoming animes that I'm really looking forward to watching this upcoming season. Obviously, it's the end of the current season, which is spring. Is it spring? Fucking hell, I probably should have prepared this a little bit more. I was gonna kind of wing it. The summer. Spring was the one before. Okay, summer 2021. Great. So, obviously we're coming into fall, and it's kind of like ending of the current season, which is the summer 2021 season. Shows are either about to finish or have finished. Shows like Case Study of Vanitas, I think just finished. I think some other shows like Golf Kanojo Mo Kanojo is finished, I'm pretty sure. And a lot of other shows has finished. Same as Bokutashi no Remake, I'm pretty sure it's already finished. This season is actually one of the seasons where I've not watched a lot of anime. At least the ones that were airing, notably would be Kobayashi's Dragon Maid Season 2, or Kobayashi Dragon Maid S, as well as Case Study of Vanitas are the two shows that I was only really been watching this season. A lot of the other shows didn't really interest me that much, or either that or the reviews have not looked that amazing. Shows that looked interesting, but I guess I did not give a chance. It's probably Kaizoku no Ojo, which is a fan of Pirate Princess. It looks pretty good, and I've heard good things about it, but for some reason, the reviews aren't, like, the most amazing. 7.69. I guess that's not that bad, but, like, I don't know. I think I'll probably give it a try one day if I have some time, but, like, I just have not been super interested in watching it, to be perfectly honest. If the review's a little bit better, probably I'll give it a try, but yeah. I've only really been watching two shows. I watched a bit of Jahi-sama, but after a couple episodes, I felt like it was one of those usual, like, shit. I didn't end up really being really super into it. Apparently, like, especially compared to the season before, which is spring, with so many good shows. Shows like To Your Eternity, Tokyo Revengers, Nagatoro-san, Higahiro 86, Vivi, I guess, Fruits Basket. Some of these shows that I'm saying may not necessarily be the best show, but these are shows that are somewhat interesting, and somewhat has a lot of people's interest, a lot of people's attention as well, sorry. Also, there's a lot of other shows like Dainazanon, what's the name, Yukoku no Moriarty, or what's the English name for this show, Moriarty the Patriot, yeah. Season 2, obviously Zombieland Saga, The Revenge, I guess. Zombieland Saga got so shafted with, like, because remember how big the first season was? I think the first season was so massive, and now, like, I didn't even realize there was a second season. It's one of those shows that kind of went under the radar, especially considering how many shows were out in spring. And so shows like Tokyo Revengers obviously taking over. Obviously, My Hero Academia, To Your Eternity was massive. Shows that I personally really, really loved from spring, 86, Vivi, Fruits Basket, obviously, Odd Taxi. So those are probably my four favorite shows of spring. I have not watched To Your Eternity, and with Tokyo Revengers, I end up reading most of them. I think at the time was half of the manga, which is kind of what the first season was really about. So I probably one day I'll give it a watch, but at this moment in time, I pretty much know what happens. And although Tokyo Revengers is good, I somewhat thought that it was a little bit repetitive, at least when I was reading the manga. It was like, I don't know, I feel like they're trying to figure something out, and then they did, and then they solved the problem that they supposedly have, and then all of a sudden, like, there's another problem. It's like, that's the way the show was, is. It got kind of complicated as well, got a kind of complex as well, but I guess that's what people like about the show, but I don't know. So I would say Fruits Basket or Taxi are both 9s from Spring, like 9 out of 10s, I mean. Vivi and 86 are probably an 8 out of 10 shows. Again, Tokyo Eternity I've not seen, Tokyo Revengers I've not seen, but it is, they're both very highly rated, especially as well as the fact that we had My Hero Season 5. So we had a few bangers in Spring, and then in Winter. I think Winter and Spring are probably the two, Winter and Spring 2021 are probably the two best seasons of anime in the last few years, definitely. Like Winter, we had Attack on Titan, Horimiya, Dr. Stone, Mushoku Tensei, ReZero Season 2 Part 2, One Egg Priority, Quintessential Quintuplet Season 2, The Spider anime, Beastars Season 2, and at the time, people thought it was like, also Nonon Biori, and at the time, people thought it was a very good season of anime, and it was one of the best, and then, and I think some people still think that Winter 2021 is probably a little bit better than Spring 2021, but in my opinion, Spring 2021 is slightly better, because I think there's slightly better shows in Spring 2021, and a lot of the shows are kind of, I think the shows, the thing is, a lot of the good stuff from season, from Spring 2021 are shows that you didn't really expect, so it's like Odd Taxi, for example, I didn't really expect to be that amazing, but also there's a lot of shows that kind of went under the radar that was very highly rated, shows like Skate, for example, Skate the Infinity, that I've not watched, but I have heard that it is really good, so it might be one of those things I watch later on. But obviously, we're going to talk about the current season, which is Fall 2021, not the current season, I mean the upcoming season. And I'm going to talk about shows that I'm going to check out, most definitely. So, Demon Slayer is apparently releasing October, so next month. So, I think it should release next month. I don't know if there is any other news about that, but they did say October 2021 release. I'm not sure what day it is, though. And I don't think it's been announced what day it will be, but it did say fall 2021, which is the upcoming season. So until we get a certain date, I can't really say much. But definitely, I'm looking forward to that. Obviously, I've already gone. I'm pretty much almost done with the manga, just waiting for that final volume to come out. And you know, I'm good. I've probably seen everything. Then I would have finished Demon Slayer. Apart from that, there's a few bangers that I expect to be bangers. Mushoku Tensei Season 2, Komi-san, 86 Second Season, the three shows that I have no doubt is gonna be good. As long as OLM, because the thing is, OLM Studio is the studio that does Pokemon, a lot of the Pokemon animes, as well as recently Odd Taxi, and I don't know, the slice of life kind of comedy aspect I think was pretty good, and it has such good material to start to use anyway, so I have no doubt that it's going to be good. Mushoku Tensei as well, I have no doubt it's going to be good, I'm going to enjoy it, as well as 86 Second Season. From what I've heard, the light novel got better and better. So, I don't know why I would think that the show would get worse in any way. So, definitely, the three shows I would expect to be, I wouldn't necessarily say carrying the season, but it's going to be one of the three of the most, I guess, iconic shows of this season. Obviously, if Demon Slayer does come out in fall, then that would probably be it. That would probably be one of the shows that's among like the most most hyped shows. Most definitely, it's a very, very hyped show. Yakimatsu no Yaiba Yukokuhen. It will be 2021. It's just not, we don't know the date yet. And again, Rising of Shield Hero got delayed. I'm not very happy about that, but we just go from there. So those are three shows I'm obviously excited for. Another show that I think has a very good potential is Blue Period, knowing that I think it's a pretty new studio. It doesn't, they have done quite a bit. It's one of those studios that only recently kind of done some good stuff. It's one of those studios that's kind of known for being kind of meh. If you look at the shows that they do, like Dog Days, White Album, Asura Crying. It's not even Asura Crying, it's Asura Crying. Okay? And yeah, it looks very aged. I think their animation style looks very like early 2000s, and there's like a massive gap in between as well for a lot of these shows. And yeah, I think so. They have Dog Day Specials, which is 2012, and then they had Dog Days Recap, which is 3 years later, and then they had a movie on like a 4-part movie. The year after, and then after 4 years, they made Arte. I don't know much about the show. I don't know if it's a very well-received show. I don't think so, yeah. 7.17. I mean, I've not seen the show. It might actually be decent. I don't know. But, I mean, 7.17, there's definitely a lot of people then who did not really enjoy it. So, there you go. But they did make Tonikoku Kawaii, which was last year, if I believe, October 3rd, 2020, and it's a quite beloved show, so I would say I have my, I do have my reservations with Blue Period, considering it is done by Seven Arcs Studios. It is a pretty good manga. I've only read the first volume, but looking at the ratings, and it is very highly rated at 8.69, and it is a very good, I would say the manga style and the story itself is really interesting, at least just in the first volume, and the fact that it's rated 8.69 means that it is a very well received manga. So yeah, I mean, just from the manga and just from the material that they have, it does look like it's gonna be one of those sleeper shows. Not sleeper shows, I guess. It's gonna be one of the shows that would be considered good this season. So there we go. Other shows are Miraku-chan and Tact Op Destiny are gonna be, I guess, shows that's gonna not be as mentioned as Miraku-chan. I've seen people comment have Facebook posts on Miraku-chan, which is this like comedy horror anime based on a light novel, if I'm not incorrect, or maybe a manga. Yeah, manga. It's also a manga. So I heard the manga is pretty good. It's apparently has somewhat of a popularity, so I've not heard much about it. I kind of want to leave it. I do want to try it out. Probably watch the first episode, see how it goes. But a friend of mine recommended it, so I'll probably give it a try. Tact Op Destiny, Madhouse and MAPPA doing a thing together. I mean, it's the two best studios in my opinion, with Tokyo Kyoto Animation. They're probably three of my favorite studios. I mean, if I have to say, if top five is a thing, then Trigger is up there, as well as something like a Kinema Citrus probably, or Production IG probably, just somewhere up there, or Science Saru maybe. But top three Madhouse's MAPPA is definitely currently up there, at least with the animation quality. It's gonna be, I think the action scenes are gonna be amazing. I don't know much about what the anime, the quality of the story and everything is gonna be like. I hope it's good, but just with the fact that it's done by Madhouse and MAPPA, fucking hell, sorry. I think it will have some. I think it will at least have a good base, because they have those two gargantuan anime studio making it. Blue Period is released in 3 days, September 25th, 2021. Okay, so that's very soon. I will definitely give it a watch. I didn't think the trailer looked that great, if I'm being perfectly honest, so I don't know. Platinum Men, or why did I not talk about Platinum Men? I don't know. Platinum Men, if you do not know, is a manga done by, the artist is Takashi Obata, who's done Death Note, All You Need Is Kill, I'm pretty sure Bakuman, and I think, the manga is done, so Platinum Men is also done by the same mangaka and writer for Bakuman, both Bakuman and Death Note. I have heard Platinum Man isn't the best manga, I should say, and Signal MD, who's doing the animation for this, I don't know much of what they've done. So they did the Cider anime, Worlds Bubble Up Like Soda Pop. So it's the anime that's coming on Netflix. Animation-wise, it looked pretty cool, but I've not seen it yet, so there we go. They've done Follicly Progressive. I'm trying to find what they've done. Is it Recovery of an MMO Junkie? I do like the art style for that show. I thought it was pretty cool. But they've not done too many things, so we'll see. I don't know if the show has a lot of, like, action scenes or anything like that, so I'm not going to say anything. Also, they did the Fate Grand Order movie, the Camelot, first Camelot movie. Again, I heard it's not the best. It was showing in Australian cinemas, but the rating wasn't that great, so I did end up watching it. And I was like, I don't want to pay $20 to watch a movie that might be crap, so there we go. Other shows, I think I have two shows that I think is going to be well under, it's going to be, like, people aren't going to talk about it as much, but I think it's going to be I think it has a great potential to be great, to be massive sleepers this season. One of them is Osama Ranking by Wit Studio. I think Wit has done I don't think Wit has done a bad anime for the last few years. What they've done, Vivi, this year, Great Pretender, Vinland Saga, what else? Attack on Titan, obviously. Attack on Titan, After the Rain. I heard After the Rain is pretty good, so, Magus of the Bride? Magician's Bride? Magus's Bride? The Ancient Magus Bride. I think that's what. Yeah, Ancient Magus Bride. Another show that Wit has done. So Wit has done Owari no Seraph. That's a bit meh, but yeah, we roll on. But like I said, I don't think they've done anything bad recently. And all this stuff has been great. So I don't know, man. I have big, big expectations for this, so I really hope they do a good job. The manga for Osama Ranking has no rating at all. It has been out for about 2 years. The art style looks like fucking 50s manga, not the art style, sorry, like the cover looks like something done by Osamu Tezuka or something like that, but you know, I think it's Wit, so I think it's gonna be great. We'll see. Kyushi, the Vampire Dies in No Time. I heard it's done by Madhouse, so again, I mean, there's Madhouse in it. Like, The manga has no rating as well on MAL, so I can't really say much or can't really... I have not even read it, so I probably might read it or just watch it. It does look pretty fun. It does look good. And again, done by Madhouse. If it's an anime is done by Madhouse, I'm always bound to give it a try. Other animes this season that looks a little bit interesting. Visual Prison by A1 Pictures. It's this like gothic looking anime. I don't know. It might be good. It's like one of those shows that I think is going to be either really edgy and shit or really edgy but good. Lupin the Third Part 6. I mean, Lupin the Third is always kind of well known, so. Deji Meets Girl by Leiden Films. Leiden Films has been kind of meh lately. They did Tokyo Revengers, which is great, but they did do Sono Watashi no Kramer, which didn't look amazing. I think I'll watch a couple episodes, because I was kind of fan of Sono Watashi no Kramer, and then I saw the animation, I was a bit let down, and yeah, I think Leiden Films is one of those anime studios that kind of does sometimes good, sometimes bad stuff, but yeah. It does look quite interesting. But it's just so hard to see, to guess an anime now. I'm just basing it on the bloody, cover. But you know, usually you can kind of guess, right? I don't know. I'm just reading up so Maise Higa is a listless first year high school girl who works part time at the front desk of her family's hotel in Okinawa. Meets an Ichiro Suzuki, a mysterious youth who came alone from Tokyo as a hotel guest. Since Suzuki's arrival, Deji things have been happening around Maise. I think that's how you're supposed to say the name. Maise Higa. Like fish swimming around the room or a giant banyan tree smashing through the hotel ceiling. Deji is an Okinawan word that means totally or very. Okay. That does sound really interesting, though. It also looks pretty cool, so... I don't know. It might be good. I don't know. I'm trying to look at if any other anime can... Megaton Q Musashi. What the fuck? Let me look at this. It's a 3 anime, isn't it? Dude, there's so many light novels and manga and just, like, new animes. Doesn't look great. It just looks... Oh, my God, the 3D. Not gonna lie, that 3D is alright. I'm not gonna lie, okay? Done again by OLM Studios. So, I don't know. I'm just pulling shit out of my ass at this point, because I have no idea if these shows are gonna be good or not. But, like, again, I'm just looking at it from the poster and kind of how I think it looked. Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, the movie, is going to come out end of the year. I think that's going to be bloody good. This new SAO, Progressive. I don't know, we'll have to see about that, but, yeah, I don't know. What the fuck? It's a new JC Staff anime movie. It was pre-screened in Scotland on October 2nd, 2021 at Glasgow Film Theatre. The official release in Japan was on October 29th, 2021. It's still September, bro. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, so this looks kind of interesting. But the one anime I am kind of interested to look at, to have a look, is Summer Ghost. The poster looks really dope. I think that the trailer looks kind of cool as well. It's kind of one of those, like, slice of life, like, manga animes where it's like a boy and a girl. Or two boys and a girl. Living in Japan, lighting up fireworks and shit. So, I don't know. It looks pretty good. It looks pretty cool. Yeah, again, I don't know how good or bad it's going to be, but we're going to see, eh? Is it just me, or did Crunchyroll release something new? Is there something new in Crunchyroll? I don't think so. Yeah, Crunchyroll announces fall 2021 lineup. So these are going to be the animes that's out on Crunchyroll. So if you guys have a Crunchyroll, you know, try to help out the anime community. You know, it doesn't cost extremely. It doesn't. If you can afford it, you know, help them out a little bit. So 86, Ganbare Doki-chan. I have seen the manga of this. Yeah, it's like an ecchi type of anime slash manga. I thought this was based on a manga. It's based on a web manga, yeah. I definitely have seen this around Twitter. I don't know if it's good or not. So, yeah, 6 minutes per episode. So, it's on Crunchyroll. So, yeah, again, I don't know how good is or bad it's going to be. Oh, episode one is already out on Crunchyroll, so. Borderline Hentai, okay. Maybe not watch that right now. Attack of Destiny is coming out on Crunchyroll, so that's exciting. Sword shows are going to be out on Crunchyroll. So we got Attack of Destiny, Platinum End, 86, World's End Harem. World's End Harem on Crunchyroll, that's crazy. Still a lot of TBAs. Fena Pirate Princess is continuing. Aquatope on White Sand. That's Aquatope on White Sand is a show that probably I would have checked out if I, you know, a little bit of time ago. It is PA Works. It is one of those like slice of life shows that does look like the kind of thing I would enjoy. But then I saw the rating. It's on like 7.5, and I was like, do I want to spend my time watching this? Do I want to spend my time watching a show that might be good or might not be great? Might not be good, but, you know. Yeah, I don't know. A show that I do want to check out, though, is... what the fuck? A show that I do want to watch is Reincarnated. The time I got Reincarnated is a Slime. Because I actually have not seen a slime isekai yet. And arguably, it's... I think I talked about it with a friend of mine. It's probably one of the most popular animes that I've not watched that come out recently. I've not watched a lot of animes, like Blue Exorcist. I've not seen Mirai Nikki. So there's a few mega popular shows that I've not seen. But... a really popular, like, recent show that I've not seen is probably a Slime, and, because Slime is so big, man, like, in the anime store that I go to near me, like every time there's a Slime figure, anytime there's anything Slime, like, people just eat it up, like, it's one of those things that people just buy, and it is really popular, and I think I can kind of understand, it does look a very appealing, I heard a lot of the action scenes is really good, and especially the recent season has been, I've heard that it's pretty good, it was really good, so that's why I kind of want to give it a try, but I really hate these shows where, like, the second and third season's amazing, but the first season's really good as well, to be fair. Yeah, so those are probably some of the animes that I'm looking forward to. So the three shows I definitely watching: Mushoku Tensei, Komi, and 86. Blue Period, Miruka-chan, and Tacked Up Destiny is really dependent on the quality. And the two sleepers that I'll definitely check out, but I'm not entirely sure of the quality itself. Is Osama Ranking and the Vampire Kyushi, The Vampire Dies in No Time by Madhouse. So that's it for me today, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed, and have a good day. See ya.